Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. All Brockton Savage. Looking forward to celebrating friends and family. Our Independence Day. Big day. Show off the red, white, and blue, Paul.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you and your family have a safe and joyous 4th of July, just like we hope all of our listeners. And just be safe. Be safe out there. Be smart when it comes to these fireworks, and have a great time. And the 4th of July is a great holiday. And by the way, can I just throw this out, too? I hope you don't mind. But if you're going to have a cookout, swing by HTO. That's your wife's place of business that has the best tea in Wichita. If you're going to serve something to drink with the barbecue, with the hamburgers, with the hot dogs, swing by and get some tea. By the way, Jacob, I tried something new. You know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I went by HTO last weekend. Went through the drive-thru. I didn't go in. Should have gone in. I always enjoy going in, but I didn't go in. I just did the drive-thru thing. I tried something I've never done in my entire life. I ordered tea without sweetener. Got the raspberry unsweetened. It was delicious. You know, it was just absolutely delicious. And I didn't have sweetener in it. Now I usually get the no-calorie sweeteners, whatever that is. But, I mean, I just said I'm going to try it regular because I've never done that. But with HTO, the tea was
yeah,
so
good. Yeah, I drink all unsweet.
Do you? Well, I'll tell you what.
I drink all unsweet, Paul.
I think I can, too.
That's where it's at.
I think I can, too. It was really that good. But the point is though, that the HTO has been a part of my life, and I have certainly enjoyed it. And congratulations to you and your wife for having such a great business, building a new location out east that I predict will be wildly successful. But anyway, I just wanted to share that moment, and I knew you would be proud of me experimenting and doing things different out of my comfort zone. No sweetener in my tea. My gosh, what's this world coming to, Jad?
It's coming to a place of good health, Paul. But listen, she's got you covered whether you like it sweet or unsweet.
There you
All
go.
The flavors come sweet or unsweet.
Yeah, well,
that's where it's at.
I appreciate your wife's business, and it is so cool. H2O is so cool. And so good.
It is. Did you hear she's coming east? Have we talked about that?
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. How's the construction coming?
A little closer to you. It's good. They're pushing dirt. We're underway. Here we go.
Well, they'll be hanging metal before too long, won't they?
That's right. Hall of Fame class, Paul. We got a basketball class, and it's one I think that people here really like. This is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool class for us around this part of the world.
Well, it is a special class, partly for the reason of the Kansas connection with two really, really, really great people that are going into this class, Lon Kruger and, of course, Roy Williams, both of them with tremendous Kansas ties. And I think that's so special. You know, nearly half the wins on Roy Williams' resume are from the University of Kansas. And, of course, Silver Lakes own Lon Kruger played at K-State, coached at K-State, of course coached at numerous other schools as well. Both those going into the College Basketball Hall of Fame, which I think is just tremendous. I think it's wonderful. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're so proud of these guys and you're proud of that list of players that are going into that Hall of Fame. And by golly, they are great names with some other great names going in. And, And I just couldn't be prouder of those two guys. And it's great for the state of Kansas. Also going in is Jerry Krause, along with Richard Hamilton, Larry Miller, Frank Selvey, and Jimmy Walker of Providence. Boy, that's a nice class, if you ask me. And Jerry Krause has been around in a lot of different places. But, boy, oh, boy, Jim Calhoun also going in with John Boeheim. Boy, it's just a great class. And that'll be in Kansas City in the month of November. We'll be inducted at a special ceremony. I think that's really cool. I'm very, very happy for the Kansas connection on this class of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Kruger, Williams, two guys that have coached other places, but made a huge impact on the state of Kansas for sure, and no doubt about that. So yeah, it's a good one. I was very pleased to see that class. All right, Paul, you asked for it, and we got Jad here. So there's been a Hockey Hall of Fame. Now I'll defer to you two because I don't know anything about the Hockey Hall of Fame. Where is the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. Where is the Hockey Hall of Fame, Jad?
I've never been there, and I haven't ever looked it up. I know. I don't know.
I did not intend to stump anybody.
Well, I didn't either.
It's in Toronto.
Well, you know, when you and I talked about this topic, I said, I got to get Jad because I really don't – I'm not familiar with hockey. It's not a strong suit. But and I wasn't really familiar with very many of the inductees going in. And so I said, Jad, if we talk about it, would you mind coming on and helping us out? And I have Jad right here. And Jad, your impressions of this Hockey Hall of Fame, who's going in, what's the highlights, what are we talking about when it comes to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Well, Henrik and Daniel Sedin,
two brothers
going right in, that's definitely going to be big. They had pretty big careers. They played together. It was really good stuff from the two of them. Of course, Alfredson getting in, Daniel Alfredson, Ottawa Senators for so many years. That's going to be a big one. Probably my favorite, though, just because I'm a goaltender guy, Roberto Luongo getting in, playing for so many years and having all the success that he had with several different teams, actually, Islanders, Panthers, Canucks. He played in Vancouver. So, yeah, Roberto Luongo, really good year. Some of the others weren't necessarily familiar to me. I kind of had to look them up, and so they wouldn't really be familiar to even hockey guys. Yeah, but Riikka Salonen, Finnish female hockey player that she's getting in. And there's another name on there, Herb Carnegie. He's getting in. He was a guy that just missed out on breaking the color barrier, just missed out on being the first black player in the NHL. So a really great player in his own right. And so those are the inductees this year.
I'm not familiar with a lot of those guys, and some of them I've never heard of. By the way, Jacob, the Hockey Hall of Fame is in Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
So did
yeah,
not.
Jacob yeah. said that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so anyway, congratulations to those guys. That's big news if you're a hockey fan. But I thought it was worthy of covering it, if nothing else, just to placate Jad so he doesn't hurt me on a break or something.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's get this ship back in the right waters.
There
here.
You go. There you go.
The other another sport that we don't normally spend a ton of time on, but it's, you know, in the headlines right now. And again, congratulations to the Avalanche. I'm poking fun here. Bruce out covering a Stanley Cup parade. Awesome stuff in the hockey world. Hockey Hall of Fame. Okay. It's great. Great. I'm more interested in that Stanley Cup. What I'm also interested in, Paul, you're bringing up, you're throwing Wimbledon topics at me. Now, my attention to things is far more limited than it used to be. Wimbledon, Serena's out. Give me, Paul, you're on the clock here for a Wimbledon breakdown, because I get the impression you are paying attention to Wimbledon and that you're pretty into it. I'm not. So catch me up here real quick.
Well, I think the big thing is Novak Djokovic rolling to a third round win at Wimbledon. Remember, this is the guy that refused to get the vaccines, was denied entry into the country of Australia for the Australian Open. So this is more than likely he will not be able to travel anywhere else with regards to any of the big tournaments. And so this might be it for probably the next year with regards to being able to travel, not being vaccinated. And Novak Djokovic is really, this is his tournament. And I find that fascinating. He's playing for all those who, you know, feel that, you know, getting a vaccination is a personal choice and his right not to do if he wants to. So this is a fascinating thing. Andy Murray upset last night, number four seed. I think the number four seed. So we're at a point right now where, at least as the way I see this entire tournament, with Serena being knocked out, which was an interesting story in itself in the first round, I think there's numerous women that can have a run, of which I'm not that familiar with them. But the obvious story to me for this entire Wimbledon would be Novak Djokovic. That's who I think this whole story and all of Wimbledon at right now, and I'm paying attention to this man and what he does at this tournament. That's where I think we're at. Just a quick 30-second summation, and that was all I got for you. What do you think?
I think it's fine because I got nothing. I got nothing. I haven't watched a second of Wimbledon.
Well,
one
third,
second.
Third.
I don't know when the last time I really locked in.
Oh, okay. You didn't lock into the Serena deal?
Katie Swan was out there. No, I mean, I'm interested in the storylines. I don't watch the tennis, especially when there's a time difference. Yeah, I mean, look, I think that I just don't watch a lot of tennis anymore. Serena Williams, one of the greatest athletes of all time. But no, you know, other than that fact, I haven't watched a ton. Okay. But that's it. That's okay. Each his own. I'm locked into football. Paul, yeah. So at the Elite, there's a video going around right now at the Elite 11 camp. They're calling Avery Johnson K-State. How excited are you? I mean, his decision's coming on July 5th. Tell me, Paul, because you've been around it even longer than I have, has there been a more exciting prospect potentially on the hook for K-State that you can remember, that you can recall?
Well, no, not off the top of my head, not for around here. I mean, we're talking about one of the elite quarterbacks in the nation at this point. We're talking about a guy that has had offers from nearly half the Big Ten schools, nearly all the Big 12 schools, numerous SEC, and about half the Pac-12 came to Wichita, Kansas to recruit this kid out of Mays High School. So, no, this is one of those big deals. And if he does, as we think, sign with Kansas State, boy, oh boy, that's going to jump them up. And like I said, that could catapult the Cats into the top 20, at least, you know, top 25, top, you know, maybe 28, 29. It's going to be amazing. But to think that they sign a quarterback and a running back out of the Wichita area, as good as the kid out of Derby and as good as the kid out of Mays will be, that's really something special. And boy, oh boy, what a great job of recruiting Kansas State has done. And I think they've done it with not near the financial power that some schools are playing around with in terms of NIL. They're getting these kids without...
Paul, what did I tell you would happen? What did I tell you would happen?
I didn't believe it, though. I'm starting to believe it.
When this all came,
I
told you that this would benefit. Everyone was afraid there would be a further funnel of power to the haves right now.
I was one of those.
And my belief has always been this will even the playing field because there's only so many spots. And you know, there's this many great athletes no matter where they go. And now there's a chance for some of the ones that might go somewhere and be stuck in a logjam to go earn and actually get playing time somewhere else. I hope this is a trend. I hope, and I think it is. I've always thought that. But it's a brave new world, and I think Teams like Kansas State can really benefit from it, as they are in this first class. They've had an opportunity to benefit from it. 869-1240, June 30th. One more day, last day of the month. Jad will take us through this day in sports history when we return on Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.